Hello, 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 hello. It's your boy, Jan van Potriter. That's how they call me in the hoods, bruh. In the burbs, they call me Mr. Jan van Potriter. Back again with another episode. I hope you're gonna enjoy this one because, yeah. It's another episode of How Much Was Your Weekend? So this time around, like, Twitter was a bit slow, so I was like, okay, this time let me just take it to Facebook. So today we'll be reading comments from Facebook. We'll be reading the comments from Facebook about how much did they spend. Hey, but guys, Facebook is so hard to maneuver. That's because I'm not always on it. But yeah, Facebook is so hard to maneuver. Even, I even get lazy just to respond. I get demotivated just to respond to each and every comment. On Twitter, I don't try because I know how to work on it. Because yeah, I've been there using it and stuff. But yeah, like, the turnout on Facebook was very nice. I saw the funny thing is that the tweet reached 49,000 people, so I didn't check it. And then I have 180 comments, but I saw, I think even when I comment, I think I commented to like 9 people. So that's how it went. But I love Facebook, like my Facebook followers, my Facebook, I don't know, should I call them likers, because they like my page, my Facebook likers. My Facebook likers, they are dope guys. So yeah, and then I'm just gonna name and then like say everything, and then like, yeah, then we continue. So this one, like, I think it's Entle Balentle Stebe. She's from Facebook. So now we did How Much Was Your Catch Facebook edition. So yeah, she said she spent 50 rand just because she's saving for the 4th of September. I don't even know what's happening on the 4th of September. And then I asked her, like, hey, Mugel, like, what's up? What's happening on the 4th of September? And then she was like, September vibes, weekend vibes. I was like, oh, so you are saving for vibes. Can't you save for something a little bit better? Mbalentle, we need to do better. But anyways, Kibombali, you know what they are famous for. You know what they are famous for, guys. And then we have, his name is Bonstana. So the Bonstana, like, that's the, it's not the way that you think it is. It is born, like giving birth, born, and then the star, the one that you look up to, and then Nah, it is NARH. So his name, all of it, it's Bonstana. So he was like, hey yo, Brian, I spent 21 rands. Like, yeah, that's pretty cool. But I was like, did you just spend, he spent it on cigarettes. But I was like, did you spend 21 rands on cigarettes the whole weekend? And then he was like, yeah, spend it on that. But I already had 2 bags of weed, so I could tell the guy is a weed smoker. You can't just buy 21 bags, brother, unless if you're gonna vega with it. It reminds me of Vega from Street Fighter. Yeah, those were the stages. You know those guys you don't see on the map. Like, after you beat everyone on the map, and now you start going to Spain, and you start fighting people from Spain on Street Fighter. So yeah, that's what happened. And then we have LB Lil Rose. So it's LB Lil Rose. She said she spent 250 rands. And then I was like, but she wish could have spent much less. Hey, yeah, so she's already regretting this one. And then she was like, okay, Mr. Jan, like, what did you buy for you to even overspend. So it's like, okay, Mr. Jan van Patrick, I'll break it down to you. Right? And she's like, I bought 60 rand beef on Saturday, 70 rand beef on Sunday. Right? And then she took 80. Oh, she said she bought 70 rand beef on Sunday and 10 rand vegetables. And then she took a 30 rand Uber to church. And then she did a 50 rand offering. So I'm guessing if Uber is 30 rand. And I don't know, guys. People use Bolt and then they call it Uber. Guys, Bolt is Bolt. Uber is Uber. Just know that. Like, stop saying like, yeah, I'm like, okay, let me check my Uber. It's like, shit, Uber is a little bit expensive, right? And then some the girl's gonna send you a screenshot, and then when you check it, it's Bolt. Like, no, guys, don't do that. Uber is Uber, right? Uber is Uber. Bolt is Bolt. So she said she took the 30 rand. So I'm guessing church already costed her like even more than her beef from Saturday and her beef from Sunday. So she spent 60 rand on beef on Saturday, and then she also spent 70 rand on beef stew. So Saturday was beef, and then Sunday was beef stew. Oh, with 10 rand vegetables, I guess she wanted to make the beef stew more colorful. Don't cook it like that. Like, pour onion, yeah, maybe potatoes, but it's too much work. You have to peel them. So just pour onion, brown onion soup, and then you are good. You eat your beef stew. You don't need to add carrots. Yeah, what was this? Beans. No need for all that. No need for all that crap. No need for all that crap. And then she said she spent 80 rands. And then she spent, like, you see this thing now. I really don't get it. You spent 80 rands to go to church, and then you're now paying 50 rand for offering. Hey, that's a lot. And then she said she bought 80 rand telecom data. Hey, that is expensive. People are always buying airtime. People are always buying a time. I also asked the question on Twitter, by the way. I'm just remembering a few questions. Oh, yeah. And I think I saw another guy. He's actually building his house. I just forgot his name. But he is from Twitter, not Facebook. He's building his house. And then I think he said he bought 5 cements or 10 cements or 15 cements or something. So he's still building his house. So, yeah, that was dope. Shout out to him, man. He's building. I don't know whether he's building it for his family or what. But, yeah, that's an investment. Build a house. Don't be like Mbalentle and save for weekend vibes. Imagine saving for weekend vibes. When you say save for your future, people are like, which future? You want to child the money next week, but you are able to save for weekend vibes. That shouldn't be the case. As black people, we need to change our mindsets. And I'm hoping this whatever this thing that I'm doing, it will grow big enough so that people can realize that on weekends they are wasting money. During the day, Monday, you don't spend a lot, right? But why is it that on Saturday, when you are off from work, you can also do the same thing? Plus, I believe that you get Saturday and Sunday off to rest your body. So rest your body. Don't be out there drinking Saturday, Friday. What's bad? They start Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You are still drinking. You stop drinking at 11 o'clock and then you go home. And then when you go to work, your eyes are all red and shit. Nah, man. Shouldn't be like that. It really shouldn't be like that. And then there's Matthew Ngwenya. He said spent 0 rands. So I'm sure there are still people who are spending. So one thing that I saw, okay, I was also talking to this other chick from Twitter. She said she spent 0 rands, and I was like, that's nice. And then she was like, no, it's not nice, I've been broke. So I'm guessing people who spend 0 rands this weekend, they were broke. but others did have money, they just didn't go out. So just like me, like, I always have something. I wouldn't say I'm rich. I'm not rich. I'm far from being rich. But yeah, I'm working towards being rich. But I'm not a person who goes out a lot. I don't even like going out a lot. But funny thing is that my friends, whenever we go out, it happens randomly. So you could say, okay, Percy, we're gonna stay at your place, and then we go stay at this place. Then mind just change, you get into Percy's car, and then you just leave and go where there's a vibe. But they hate doing that too, because I also hate it. Because I think it should be better. Like, I'm not saying I'm a fighting person whenever I'm out, but yeah, like, just avoid those kind of things, man. Just go to a cool, nice place. I think best places to drink is where they only play jazz, because it's older people never fight. They never fight, man. And I've seen it. There's a sort of like a pub in this other area that I know. I grew up seeing it, never seen a fight that side, never had someone said that someone was stabbed there, because they only cater, like, I think music says everything. They play only jazz and soul, right? So if they only play that music, it tells you we don't cater for kids. Unless if you're a kid that likes jazz, then you can go drink there. But you know, man, these kids, they want Savannah. Ayebo, 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 ayebo. And then they are busy holding it in their hands. Ayebo, ayebo. So, oh, fuck. Shouldn't do that. And then, yeah, Mr. Matthew Ngwenya spent that much on his money. And then, this was funny. And then, one take, Masisi answered him, is like, yeah, bruh, I can relate. And then people were laughing at him. You know how Facebook is with those reactions of theirs. People were actually laughing at Matthew for spending zero rents. But he said, so I don't know what bike king. So I really don't know. I really don't know. And then we have, shit, this name is quite... Oh, I think it's Realme Townlands PT. He said he spent 1.1 on octane gasoline. Very soon to have a push, this type of a car from work when the prices drop. So yeah, what he's saying is that that's how much he spent. And then you have Litabe. Okay, I think he Litabe ne Taviso, but because like on Lesotho, in Lesotho, what they do, right? What they do is their L is equals to D. Their L is equals to D, right? So when you see something, so Kiditabe. So the L turns into D, just like in Natal when you say the R is automatically equals to an L. And then sometimes it's Hadebe. Yeah, but they don't say the R word anyways, but they use it. So yeah, it's a little bit complicated shit. But yeah, that's how it is. So spent it on McFist. Ditabe spoiled himself, spent it on McFist, but he doesn't feel it anymore. I don't know what's up, man. And then Bonga, Miss Pro Blessed, she was like, I spent zero rents, guys. It's like, how? Serious? She's like, yeah, I spent zero rents. I mean, you can't spend what you don't have. Like, yeah, see it now. Like, you can't spend what you don't have. And then, you know those guys, we always have drinkers every week. That one I've realized. Like, and they spend a lot of money, these guys. I mean, if you can spend 600 on drinking every weekend, guys, I'm not saying I want to tell you how to use your money. But putting aside the Clipper, drink 500 at least. Putting aside Clipper every month and see how much money you will have for drinking in December. In December, you'll be sorted. You don't have to chow your bonuses on alcohol. You can do maybe better things. You know what? I've been saving. It's going to be 4, 8, 12, 16, 20. You're going to have 4,000 just for drinking by December. Or even 3.6, if I'm not mistaken. If my math is right, you save 100 rand a week. That's going to be 400 a month. 400 times 6. Actually, 400 times 5. 4, 8, 12, 16, 20. That's 2K. Right? So 2K plus 2K the month has. Bruh, you'll be having 4.4 just for drinking in December if you save 100 rand every weekend from that 500 that you're drinking. Because I know you'll never reverse it. I know you guys. People who drink, they will never reverse it and say, let me save 500 and drink 10 rand. Alcohol, it calls you. You drink two tens into four tens into eight. It multiplies exponentially. It doesn't play. 8 tens into 16. 16 tens into 32. So it just goes on and on and on and on. So yeah, that's how it is. And then we have Solo Freya Khatebe. Just talked about it. His Khatebe is in R. So he said he spent 240 and now he's left with Babalaz. So he hates it. So probably didn't go to work. Maybe he's off or he's not working. And then here's another one. Tintswa Lunkovani says, I spent nothing. I'm waiting for the 4th of September. So people who got paid on the 25th, they did nothing. They are waiting for this week so that they can drink together with the ones who are aiming on the 1st. I think next week is going to be late. Because I think I'm going to see flames. I'm going to see people saying, we spent 7,000. Like, guys, could have done something with that money. I mean, guys, you could have done something with that money. Like, you definitely could have done something with that money. And I don't know, man. Maybe that is just how I think. And me not going out a lot. So yeah, even clothes, guys, people say maybe you buy clothes. I don't even like clothes. I just buy clothes because I have to wear clothes. I buy shoes because maybe my sneaker somewhere somehow, yeah, it's about to get finished and stuff. I don't just buy for fun. I don't buy clothes to look good. Yes, I'm more like when you're like, you see, you remember when you're a kid, right? And then what they do is, back then when you're a kid, what they do is, you have Sunday clothes. That's me. But I can wear them anytime now because I'm an adult. But if I go out, I know, okay, I have to wear this so that I look a little bit good. So yeah, that's how it goes. That's how it goes. And then this Kennedy, I think it's Vangiwa. Yeah, Kennedy Vangiwa said he spent 1,500 and it was all on beer. And then he was like, I think I need to quit. And then Sam was like, I corners, but don't even think, just quit, Baba. Just quit. Hey, this guy spent a lot of money. 1,500. That's someone's half a salary a month, and then I just blew it. But I did say last week that we are all not equal. And then this other one comes and say, I blew 500 on Hollywood bets. Guys, stop betting football on Hollywood bets. I'm gonna say it now. Stop betting football on Hollywood bets. Their odds are less. Go to Sporting Bet or Better Way. They have better odds. Because Hollywood Bet, they go something like 0.5. those ones at Sporting Bet and Betway, it's always above one. It never goes below one. They rather say 1.01 if that team is really winning that much, so you can still make something from it. So stop betting from Hollywood Bets. Their odds are very, very, very low. So yeah, be careful with that. Then this other one said, he said he spent on a round. Okay, I'm kidding. He said he spent around 400. It's Thulisile Mabongwana. Yeah, it's Thulisile Mabongwana. He said she spent around, and then she spent it on food and church. Guys, church is also chowing people money. Also chowing people's money. Shit, I said people money. Ah, English bundles are depleting. English bundles are depleting. And then I have Bezile Mashamplani Dlamini. So I think he is from Swaziland, right? So he said he spent 100 rand Emalangeni. So Emalangeni, I don't know if you guys know, but yeah, I'm kind of like educated too, so I know other languages, other countries' currencies. So he spent 100 rand Emalangeni and bought 3 hookah flavors, 2 packets of coal and Zol with just 100 rand. How cheap are things that side? Oh, okay, but it makes sense. Wait, does it? But they do have Swazi. It's from their side. So, 3 hookah flavors. In South Africa, that's like, if you get proper hookah flavors, that's like 25 rands. You now have 75 rands. And then 2 packets of coal. That's like 10 rand. And then you now left with 5 rand. And then he also bought the Zol on top of that. Maybe hookah flavors are cheap that side. Who knows, man? And then this other girl says she spent 36 rand on 2 Brutal Fruit, 440 mils. Okay, I guess you're just relaxing. And then we have Putipe Magia. Putipe Magia said he spent 5,000 or more. So it was grocery and petrol for him. So, that's quite nice. I like people who take charge first. Don't be like that guy who goes spends 1,500 on alcohol and then he comes to share on social media. It's like, hey guys, I think I need to quit. Let me tell you something. I think last year, December, I started like gambling a lot. Online gambling, especially online roulette. I started gambling a lot and I was winning, right? And then they say I continued, but my luck ran out. So when my luck ran out, like I think it was first month, I think maybe deposited like 3k, like it got chowed. Second month deposited like 3k, it got chowed. I was like, okay, this is getting out of hand. It was getting out of hand. So to avoid all of it, just deactivated my account and ran away. So now I'm not gambling, but I still do lucky numbers. So that's what I do only. So now I'm just doing lucky numbers. So yeah, that's how it is. So let me just read just one comment. There's this one that made me really laugh. So this guy posted a meme, and then his meme was this monkey eating, I think it's a bush or something. And then I said, remember the question is, how much was your weekend? And then Lindo Kuhle Mhlongo, he was like, I can explain. So I'm guessing he blew a lot of money, or he ate rent money or something. Because if he can explain, hey, it's bad, man. So yeah, I'm guessing he did that. So yeah. It was a bit tough for him and stuff. But yeah, I think I'm gonna stop here now. I think I'm gonna keep them at 25 minutes or more. So yeah, thank you for being with me. Thank you for being with me whilst I was reading. So this one was a Facebook edition. I know I added a little bit of Twitter people, but that's because Twitter is where I stay. Facebook, man, I'm not used to it. Plus, the page is still growing. Oh, and yeah, shout out, man. I just reached 70,000 likes on Facebook. Shout out to everyone who's liking my page. Another one is, what's another one? Oh, I think it's 80,000 followers. So it's 70,000 likes on Facebook and then it's 80,000 followers. So yeah, shout out to everyone on Facebook who's busy supporting me and all that. I really appreciate it. But I think I'm gonna, okay, I'm not sure, but I think I'm gonna sell the page, but I'll see how it goes, guys. But yeah, thank you very much. And you know, man, if you are listening to it in the morning, enjoy the rest of your day. If you are listening to it in the afternoon, enjoy your afternoon. And if you are listening to it at night, have a good night. Goodbye, 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 goodbye.